So let's hope that my next guest has had the same experience being involved with launching his cruise ship. And it is Petty Officer Christian Rumming, and he joins me right now. Hello, Christian.
Hello, Charlie.
Was it great? Do you feel all exhilarated and as if you've done a good job?
I do, yeah. Everyone's been telling me it's been a good job. I was happy the way it went, and it was pretty exciting.
Good. Now, what did you have to do? Because this is quite unusual, because you have been involved with the first ever underwater to hull bottle break.
Yeah.
Okay, so what did you do?
Basically, we swam into the ship. We stayed at the bottom for a while, waiting for our cue. We let some air off, so make some bubbles and a bit of a scene on the surface. Came up through the water column, up through the bubbles, hooked myself into a rope, and then climbed the rope. I got to the top, took my bottle of champers out, and smashed it on the side. And
you were a milk tray man, weren't
exactly
you?
Exactly that, yeah.
Did you have a polar net?
It was all good.
You must have been absolutely frozen. You had to sit in the sea for 30 minutes.
So that wasn't the plan. The plan was for about 2 minutes, but we're used to it. Put it like that, we're used to it, so it was okay. No, it was all good.
Because you are a strong, roughy-cuffy bloke who is already involved because
yes,
you are part of the HMMV Portsmouth Divers. So what do you do as a regular job? You know, how would your normal day be going?
There's no such thing as a normal day for us.
Right.
Every day is different, but it's a lovely job. I love it to bits. I've had 20 years in it. I've got 2 years left, so I'm making the most of it.
And what do you do? What sort of jobs do you do?
It ranges, you know, our core job is bomb disposal.
Right.
Where we go across the world doing underwater force protection, looking after the fleet, engineering jobs at home. The list is endless, really.
And when you went in, did you know that you always wanted to do diving?
When I joined the Navy?
Yeah.
Not originally, no. I got conned into joining as a mechanic. It wasn't really for me, and I pretty soon realised I needed to move on. And I went into diving, part-time diving, and realised I wanted to be a full-time diver, and I never looked back, really.
And you've only got 2 years left?
I have, yeah.
What will you do then?
Probably pursue diving in the commercial world.
I was just going to say, that's a really good area. I'm imagining you could go off to the Maldives, you could go off and do something lovely, couldn't you?
You've got some warmer climates, hopefully.
Exactly, sitting in wetsuits for half an hour in Portsmouth. No, you're actually in Dover.
In Dover, yeah.
I was going to say, you're in Dover. Now, let me find out how exactly you particularly were chosen to do this, because you've had the very beautiful Mylene Klass there as well, who's been on my show as well. She was upstairs on the boat on a piano.
Yeah, that's right.
You were down in the water in a very thin wetsuit getting cold. How did it all manage to work?
I wasn't there when they chose the guy to do it. None of the guys fancied it, I don't think.
Oh, right.
I'm not really sure, to be honest.
You'll probably have
to ask my boss that one.
I was going to say, Christian will do it. He won't mind.
That's right, yeah, I think so.
So you were there, and so what happened? Did Mylene, I'm just imagining, Mylene was on a piano up there, and then she goes, and that's your cue.
Of course, I didn't see it, but I think that's pretty much how it went, yeah.
And so you would just quickly sort, that's it, and go up and smash the bottle. How extraordinary. Will you get an opportunity to actually go on the ship now? Because it's off now for 3 days, isn't it?
Well, I'm hoping to. I hear there's champagne and stuff going on upstairs, so we're keen to get up there in a minute.
I was just going to say, instead, somebody has dragged you along to a little studio to talk to me, and everybody else is having champagne. Have you got out of the wetsuit yet, Christian?
No, not yet. No, I'm afraid not.
You poor thing.
I'm soaking the seats in there, in the interview room.
Freezing cold, no champagne, stuck in a wetsuit.
It's okay, because the sun's beaming through the window. So
is it beautiful out there?
It's lovely.
How many people have come? Can you get a guess? Is it completely filled at the top there?
I've no idea.
You haven't seen it?
Sorry, no.
That's all right, I don't mind.
I mean, all the passengers are on, I think, and
ready
on the way, ready coming on, yeah.
Well, I'm going to let you get off and go and meet Mylene. I mean, it's a hard job. Somebody's got to
do it, that's
right. Though, Christian.
It's a tough one.
I'm thinking maybe you should stay in the wetsuit. She's probably liking that look, I'm thinking. Maybe that should be a good one.
Who knows?
Thanks very much. Petty Officer Christian Rumming,
Thank you. Love
to everybody there. And all who sails in her, Christian has been involved in assisting Mylene Klass launching Splendor over there in Dover. And I tell you what, he must be frozen. Everything is not so